Welcome to Tech Central's TCS Plus, brought to you by MSB Microsystems. I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu. In a world where business never switches off, mobile connectivity is a lifeline. It keeps teams plugged into each other, into systems, and into consumers. But with sprawling SIM estates and data-hungry employees, how do companies keep control of costs and usage without throttling productivity? That is where MSB Microsystems steps in. They specialized in managed network connectivity for corporates. And today, founder and CEO Danny Stemmert joins me in studio. Good morning, Danny, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Yes. Danny, let's start with from a historical perspective. One of the most pivotal moments in your company's history is when you changed from being a software development house and moved to a services-based company. How did that lay the groundwork for what you're doing today?
Having been a software development house actually gives you a lot of foundations for creating services because all the services run on software, of course. Most of the concepts that are needed in providing reliable services, such as uptime guarantees and network redundancy, is also found in software engineering and systems engineering. Providing software development does not provide a recurring revenue for the business, as market conditions do change and customers do change. And they might need a different system. Yes. So one shouldn't really rely on that much recurring revenue from that. And after about 6 years, we switched to services-based company.
Now that you're a services-based company, remote work now comes along. I mean, this is post-COVID, and this remote work phenomenon now starts picking up momentum. How did that impact the demand for the services that you offer?
With the onset of COVID, you wouldn't believe it. It's the remote workforce. It just exploded. Mm. One insurance company increased their workforce or their mobile workforce by more than 50%.
Jeez.
And another client is an IoT company, which because they had to rely more and more on people going out to sites to do meter readings.
Yes.
Of course, you want to minimize the reliance on staff being able to go out. So your intelligent meters, etc. Exploded. Jeez. I mean, most of our base is currently IoT base.
That's a very interesting point you mentioned there, because when we think about communication, we always go to the person using either a cell phone to connect to a network or to connect to customers, etc. We really think of machine-to-machine communications. But what kind of management services do IoT-focused companies require?
In an IoT, like a smart meter environment, typically the client needs static IP addresses for those terminals. And they can't use the standard internet APN and for reliability purposes, etc. And for security. Okay, what one would typically do is provide capability for the end user to designate a specific IP address for a terminal and subsequently to always be addressable.
All right. A key feature of your system is that you are network agnostic. In fact, you can even accommodate multiple different networks.
That is correct.
Within the same offering. How does that flexibility benefit the resellers that you service and the clients that they then service?
So for the reseller, it provides a bigger customer base. And subsequently as well, for the end customer, you don't want to deal with multiple parties when doing your mobile expense management.
Yes.
Your mobile connectivity management as such. So single party, talk to them. That is what our resellers do for us.
All right. And this reseller model seems to be key to your business because you are a B2B2C.
B2B2B.
Yes. So you are like a second layer. You never actually interact with the customer.
That is correct.
Do you ever have an intention of maybe moving closer up that stack?
No. It's not in our interest.
Yes.
The customer model, and it means that we will need to diversify a lot to various verticals in the market, and subsequently we'll need to cover, provide a service specifically for this customer. Yes. So we use a reseller network, and then they add their value-added services on top.
So you're very happy to have the resellers be the ones who deal with the customers, and you provide the support in the background.
Gives us the opportunity as well to be specialists.
But now scalability is often a concern. I mean, you have businesses that have thousands of SIMs, but you also have businesses that start out and they have, you know, a few maybe. How does your pricing model, and actually you've recently moved into the cloud as well, how does that help businesses scale effectively?
Our pricing model, from a pricing model point of view, we've got some people call it a wholesale model, where a reseller can get the benefit by on selling our services on a person basis, but we sell it, the more you buy, the less you pay per unit. And then from our cloud migration, we've just found that scalability in the cloud is a lot quicker, where we have lead times of 1 or 2 weeks for new infrastructure if we hosted it ourselves. Now we can provision new infrastructure within a day or two.
Okay, and that helps you just scale.
And additional costs in terms of insurance and call-out fees for people. And
yes.
It's just a cost-saving exercise, and also making the system more scalable for us.
Okay. So you interact with your clients in terms of service level agreements, and you also have different offerings, like a BizComplete or Core Essential packages. Could you tell me more about those?
Okay, so we actually provide the services not to the clients, to the resellers who on-sell it.
Yes.
So the BizComplete is a 24/7 SLA.
Uh-huh.
We're available 24/7. Core Essential is just doing business hours. Typically, a corporate customer would take that because the amount of time people work after hours, some people, is a lot less. So they tend to go for the Core Essential. Availability, we promise availability. On the BizComplete, we offer 99.5% availability. And for the Core Essentials, it's a 98% availability.
So looking, I mean, if I'm a business, I could choose to go directly to a network operator to manage my SIM estate and the communications that way. What's the benefit of coming to an MSP Microsystems?
I'm coming back to that, the reseller model.
Yes.
The reseller typically, it's a function that we provide to the reseller.
Yes.
Giving them the bigger customer base, giving them the capability of dealing with multiple networks as well through one single party.
Okay, so yeah, one point of interaction essentially. Okay, saying I'm an SAE and I want to partner as a reseller, for example, what type of organizations do you want to partner with?
So we typically deal with technology expense management companies. So mobile connectivity is part of that.
Okay.
where they might look at printers and how much printing is done at the office, etc. Mm-hmm. But mobile data connectivity could be a shock for your pocket.
Yes.
So we provide services through that. We also provide services to mobile virtual network enablers for fixed LTE.
Yes.
And their end customer is this consumer. But their customer is a mobile virtual network operator.
Yes.
And then the operators themselves, the MNOs, especially their business units, they tend to want to on-sell our services because they don't want to develop that infrastructure themselves.
Oh, I see. One key thing that's happening with your business is you're switching now from being a managed services platform or a services business, as we mentioned earlier, to becoming a platform business.
That is correct.
Why is that?
It gives us a services platform or services purely. Then you get known as the guys that can help you. but if you've got a platform, you get known as the guys that can do this, plus this, plus this. We need a pluggable platform where we can add additional services in the future.
Oh, okay. Can you give us some insight into what that might look like?
So it's more than just mobile connectivity.
Yes.
We're going to go to subscriber management. Okay. Many other services that are provided to customers that they want to need to do themselves.
Okay. All right. Danny, thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Great pleasure.
That is Danny Stimmett. He is the founder and CEO of MSB Microsystems, and this is TCS Plus.